It's my favorite time of year, listeners. I don't mean Halloween, although I do dearly love giving candy to small children dressed as cartoon characters. Now, I'm talking about the State of Business Podcasting Report. It is time to share the results of the latest and, dare I say, greatest iteration of this report now in its fifth year. So the report, which we've been releasing since 2020, is a deep dive analysis into the top 100 business podcasts, where we evaluate each of those top 100 shows on over 60 different criteria to look at industry trends and establish baseline best practices for podcasting as a business owner. I'm Megan Doherty, and this is The Company Show, where we talk about how to podcast as efficiently and profitably for your business as possible. And today is all about that sweet, sweet data that I love so much. It has been an interesting year for business podcasting. We've seen big changes this year in social media usage and sponsorships and network participation. And there are some great takeaways for you to take and apply to your own show. Today, I've got some of the most interesting data points to share with you to hopefully whet your appetite to read the full report. You can get it at podcastingforbusiness.com/report, and you'll also get a companion video that talks more about the year-over-year analysis and our recommendations based on the data. But let's get right into some of the highlights from this year's State of Business Podcasting Report. First one is there have been some changes in release cadence. This year, there were fewer daily and weekly releases, but more twice and thrice weekly releases. Although, of course, weekly remains the most popular, and if you can manage it, weekly is the way to go. Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday are the most popular days for weekly shows to drop new episodes. So if you're hoping to have a little less competition, maybe think towards the end of the week, although it is towards the end of the week where you see more of those twice and thrice weekly releases dropping episodes as well. Something new that we looked at this year was whether the top 100 shows were B2B or B2C focused. We looked specifically at niche, show presentation, and the types of engagement requests to make that evaluation as we were doing the research. And we discovered some interesting differences between the two types, like that 29% of B2B shows were video first, but 50% of B2C ones were. This is an important data point if you're starting to feel like everyone wants your podcast to be on video. Not necessarily. Looking at the cover art style, there was also a big change here. Images of hosts in cover art have dramatically increased compared to last year, with far fewer shows using graphics or typography only. This year, 73% of the shows we looked at had a host image in the cover art, either photographic or graphic or otherwise stylized, compared to only 50% last year. That's a pretty ringing endorsement of having an image of yourself as the host in the cover art, and I know that's a change I'm going to be making going into the new year for my own show. More on art, one of the things we looked at is unique episode art. So having a unique piece of art for each episode is something that has been gradually growing in popularity over the last couple of years. And this year, it sort of edged into the lead ahead of not having unique art at all. 40% of the shows we looked at had unique art in podcast players. 12% had it on their websites, but not on the players. And 4% used it to denote different episode types within the player. So like Q&A episodes have one style of art, interviews have another. We also discovered that hooks are back. After a two-year decline, hooks or sizzle clips have surged back into popularity among the top 100 business shows. Separately recorded segments or content pulled from the body of episodes was used in about 60% of the top 100 compared to less than half last year. Moving on to networks, we found that indie podcasts or independently produced ones are on the rise. There was a significant dip in the number of the top 100 business podcasts in networks this year. It was 40% compared to 66% last year and 51% in 2022. This means a lot more companies are going it alone rather than being started by networks or trying to find a place in one. Of course, networks can still be an amazing strategy for a lot of podcasts, but I thought it was interesting that so many more of the top 100 shows were going it alone rather than being associated with a larger group. We also saw a dip in overall sponsorship. Fewer podcasts had external sponsors this year. It was 60%, down from 78%, and more were focused on promoting their own products, services, and communities rather than using that airspace to talk about sponsors. There was also a bit of a win for accessibility. More top 100 business podcasts were sharing full transcripts of their episodes this year, possibly due to AI transcripts being higher quality and less expensive than they have been in the past. It's a win for making your content available in more formats to more people. For those of you who are really focused on email marketing, this next bit will be very interesting to you. Opt-ins on podcast episode pages have increased hugely this year, from less than 10% to 34% of shows offering a resource, community, or other bonus for opting into an email list. I think this indicates a move towards people seeing the importance of converting podcast listeners to email subscribers. Looking at the overall trend in social media usage by the top 100 podcasters, all of the platforms that we looked at, YouTube, LinkedIn, X, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, they had more top show accounts this year. But the usage patterns have really changed, with kind of moderate usage being replaced by either very little or very heavy usage of the platforms. And the takeaway here seems to be that you should have a presence on all of the social media platforms, but go deep on the ones that are most important to your business and your audience. Video podcasts are, of course, a very hot topic in podcasting right now, and 48% of the shows that we looked at were what we consider video first, and we make that evaluation based on the editing style, the recording environment, and social media engagement requests, that kind of thing. So 48% of them do really seem to be prioritizing video first, and the RSS feed, the audio version, is more of an afterthought to the show. 46% of the top 100 link directly to YouTube from their home pages, and so that's another big increase from last year. Most of the top 100 business podcasts seem to still consider the audio version the most important, with, you know, more than 50% being audio-first shows, and with 95 and 92% linking to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, respectively. And just more on YouTube, since we're talking about it, more shows in the top 100 had YouTube accounts this year, but a smaller percentage of those top 100 shows put full episodes on their channels. This might mean that non-podcasting video strategies are considered more important or more effective on that channel, and that the audio promotion and engagement is happening elsewhere. So I hope that with that, I have sufficiently whetted your appetite for more data. We look at how shows start and end, how they're edited, how often podcast content is shared on social media, how common guest versus solo episodes are, what business podcast blueprints are being used. And I'm really just getting started. There are dozens of interesting data points for you to look at and consider as you make strategic decisions for your podcast. And we've got a companion video that shares the year-over-year comparison and our recommendations based on the trends. You can get the whole report and that video at podcastingforbusiness.com/report. That's podcastingforbusiness.com/report. I really hope you check it out and let me know what you think. If you have a community that would be interested in this type of data, reach out to me at megan@onestonecreative.net. That's megan@onestonecreative.net to talk about getting a guest post or interview for your folks. I am always happy to talk about this data. You'll also want to make sure that you're registered for this year's Podcasting for Business Conference. It's happening in about 2 weeks, and we've got networking events, we've got expert presentations, we've got live Q&A with industry leaders. I'll go so far as to say that we've got everything you need to take your podcast to the next level in terms of profitability. Get your ticket at pfbcon.com. That's pfbcon.com. And that's all for this week. As always, I've been your host, Megan Doherty, and the company show was produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. If you found some value here today, the best way you can support the show is to share it with someone that you think could use a whole lot of data about podcasting for business. Until next time.